beginning of Perek Gimel. Okay, we're up to Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. We're going to go through. Let's run through the first, seven psukim. Okay, no, the first eight psukim. Let's run through in one shot. The first eight psukim, Lakol Zaman. Lakol Zaman. For every.
Song based on this.
Turn.
Originally,
number one on the parade
in '60. And it went through every single one, all the 28 Eaton, the
yes,
song?
No, with some important changes.
No, it was Pete Seeger over his
called There Is a Season for
Bob Dylan.
Great tune, I love it, I still love it.
All right, Lakol Zaman. There is a time for everything. The Ace Lachol Chayfetz Tachas Hashemayim. So we'll see in a few moments. There is a machlokes between Rashi and the Mitzudos of the word Chayfetz. It's a very fundamental machlokes to open up understanding into the entire series of the Eitim. What is the translation of the word Chayfetz? Does it mean a matter? There is a time for every matter in this world, or does chayfetz mean every desire? Is it a noun or a verb? What is the translation of the word chayfetz? So obviously, that changes the meaning and the whole flavor of all of the 28 eating that were.
Oh,
that's the machlokes. So that's the question. Maybe chayfetz doesn't. What? Well, Rashi says, "Ace a time l'chol chayfetz." Rashi says it's dover. Rashi says l'chol dover. For every there is a time. There is a time for everything. Every person has their place and time. But mitzudos chayfetz in yanu k'mayiratzayin. There is a time for every desire. There's a time to desire all the different things, and then follow in these next psukim. A time when you are okay. So let's run through them. Lakol zman ve'eis l'chevitz tachas hashemayim. Okay, number one is eis l'ledes ve'eis l'mus. It's a time to l'ledes. We'll see means to give birth. A time to give birth, the nine months, Tisha Yarche Leda. That's one of the big mysteries in the Echad Niyodeh on Pesach. On the Pesach, we say Echad Niyodeh, so Echad Elokeinu, Shnei Luchos Abris, Shlosh Avos, Arba Imos, Chamesh Chumshei Torah, Shishu Sidrei Mishnah, Shivi Mei Shabbata, Shmoni Mei Mila, and then comes nine. Tisha Yarche Leda, what does Tisha Yarche Leda have to do with the other different ideas I never really came across a satisfactory answer, but that whatever the answer to that is can be found and will be the answer to this pasuk as well, because Eis L'Ledes, okay, we'll go through the Rashi slowly in a few moments, but Rashi here says Eis Atam L'Ledes means L'Tisha Chodoshim, after 9 months. That's the time when a person comes to this world. After he's here, he's in his mother's womb for 9 months, that's the time L'Ledes. I mean, is that what the pasuk is telling us? If not for Rashi, you would say, every neshama has a time when it's ideal for him to come to this world. A neshama can only succeed and accomplish his tafkid in the proper environment. We all know that they're very great people. Had they been born, had they been born exactly, the exact same person, been born in a different generation, nothing would have become of them. Why? Because it's not just, it's a shidduch. A person's neshama, his koichos, his midos, his talent, his potential is only achieved if he has the tools and he is in the right environment, in the right place, in the right time. Timing, we say, is everything. It's everything with shidduchim, everything with parnasa, and timing, so you would assume the pasuk here means, eis l'ledes means there is a time when it's ideal for a human being to come into this world and to accomplish his tafkid. But shockingly, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the time to be born, meaning exactly after 9 months, which is a very simple, which really lowers, what, at least on a very similar level, the depth of what we would expect the pasuk to be teaching us. Because we'll come back to that a little later on.
Well, yep. I mean, it's setting up, it's a series of contrasts, right? So, you have to look at the second part in order to understand the contrast.
Yes.
With the first part.
So you want to then suggest lamus means a person is a predestined time to die. Rashi's commentary here. There's a Masorah Rav Kook put out very recently. They put out. You don't see it in the swarm stores, but they put out on Mishle and Koheles a big volume. It's part of a series. It's mainly a collection of Rishonim. It's like Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and I don't remember all the Rishonim. A long collection, a lot of Rishonim with a critical edition with footnotes, and there they explain the Rashi's very well, and that's it. He writes that Rashi here, everything he says, he's taking obviously from a Medrash, which we do not know of. All of the ideas that Rashi is about to say, we'll see in a few moments, is mysterious. We do not know where Rashi, what source. Obviously, many of the Midrashim have been lost from us. And if we would have access to these Midrashim, it would be a whole different world today. But here is an example where Rashi quotes a lot of different ideas that we really do not know where Rashi is getting these things from.
He also said that he worked.
Yeah?
For example, Avraham Avinu, he didn't have a child, Yitzchak. So Hashem changed his name to Abraham. He wasn't Zohar. And also the fact that he was still, and until Sarah's name was changed, he didn't have a child. So Aseles, why didn't he have a child way before? Say he was traveling, snapping. Hashem, Aseles means that there's a time when Hashem says, oh,
now's the time, exactly. So we don't write that's what you would say on your own. So why then did Rashi here say Ace Leledis means Letisha Chodoshim after 9 months? There's something going on, yeah.
The word syntax, if it's referring to the individual,
yeah. Seeing the grammar, yeah.
Refers to the woman, Leledis means to give birth.
To give birth, right. So what?
Who are you talking about?
Okay, I don't know. These are all tough questions. You're right, I don't know the answer. Okay, let's run through the psukim, then we'll come back. Eis loledes, a time to give birth, the eis lamus, a time to die. Lotas, lotas, a time to plant, the eis lakar natu, a time to uproot a sapling. Pasuk gimel, eis laharog, the eis lerpo, a time to kill, and a time to heal. Ace lefrots, a time to breach a wall. The ace levnos, a time to build. Pasuk dalet, ace levkos, a time to cry. The ace lestok, a time to laugh. Ace zifot, a time to eulogize. The ace rukot, a time to dance. It's interesting, would you really contrast zifot and rukot? Are they really two opposites? Zifot is to eulogize, rukot is to dance. So dancing is more of a... I think it's for you would say sifod to celebrate, right? Was record is, but it's not dancing. Sifod is to more is really okay. Let's leave it. I know. It's not, okay. It's interesting that these two are being put together. Sifod.
In general, it's just always that he's trying to emphasize that literally for everything in the world has to happen at a certain time.
Time and place.
He's not necessarily trying to delve into each item what it actually means. It's that there's
okay.
Nothing left that you could say. It just happened.
All right. Ace lifkois v'ace l'skok ace sifod v'ace rukod. A time to sifod is to eulogize. V'ace rukod to dance. Ace lahashlich avonim to cast away stones. V'ace kinos avonim to gather in stones. We'll see in a moment what this means. Ace lachavok, there is a time to embrace. V'ace, there is a time lirchok mechabek, from distancing oneself from embracing. To refrain from embracing. Ace livakesh, a time to seek. V'ace labe, to destroy. Ace lishmar, a time to guard, the ace lahashlich, and to cast away. Ace likroya, the ace lasro, time to rip, a time to stitch. Ace lahashois, a time to be quiet. The ace ledaber, ace lehahoy, a time to love, the ace lasno to hate. Ace milchama, the ace shalom, a time of war and a time of peace. Okay, let's go through the mitzvahs first. A lot going on in these psukim. obviously. Let's go through one thing at a time. Let's first look at the perish of the Mitzudah Stavit, starting with Pasek Aleph. Now, before Pasek Aleph, probably the most important thing, as I mentioned, is according to the Mitzudah Stavit, again, this really sets the tone, that he translates the word Chefetz to mean will. Shechem, he wanted very much. He wanted very much to marry Dina.
Or closer, Eretz
Chefetz. A land of desire, right? A desirable land. So here, that's setting the tone. According to the Mitzudos, that's setting the tone. That all of the things here, there's a time lakol, and there's an ace to desire all of these things. So that means then that all of the things that we're going to list from pasuk base through pasuk ches are not necessarily guaranteed that they're going to happen. It's a person. It's his duty to desire that these things should happen. It's not a default, it's not a given. Whereas according to Rashi, and we'll see later, Rashi translates what chefetz as an object, which means these things are predestined, they are going to happen whether you like it or not. There's a time in the world when there's going to be a time of war. There are times in the world when there's peace. There are times of silence. There are times where speaking is taking place. It's not a question of free will. A person should want to do it, should not want to do it. This is the way it's going to be whether you like it or not. That's Rashi. Rashi is translating the word chefetz as a fundamental machlekes Rashi in the Mitzudos. How do you translate the word chefetz? In Tanakh, the word can mean one of two things. It can mean a desire, or it can mean a matter, a dovar. So let's see, Mitzudos works with the interpretation, and chefetz means rotzain, a desire. There's a time to desire all of the following items listed in the next pasuk. Notice that even though we start with pasuk Aleph with something called Ziman, and something called there's an ace. There are two different terms used for time, Zman and ace. And yet the Pesukim go on from Pasuk Beis to Pasuk Ches and only focus on the Etin. There's no mention of Zman. Everything, what happened to the Zman? If these Pesukim would have been written, Zman lo ledes, Zman lo mus, Zman lo tas, Zman la karnatua, we wouldn't blink. It would all be the same. Yes, so there, obviously the fact that we're choosing one, there is a difference, and that's what it's calling our attention to. Now, one idea I saw in one of my Sfarim here, I think in the Sefer, is that the word Zman has a connotation of an extended period of time. Zman cheru senu. The word ace has a connotation of very limited, fleeting moment. A moment of time which you can't even focus on because before you blink, it is already gone. So some want to suggest, this is how he suggests, is that when it comes to, it's a very sobering interpretation of the psukim, because Koheles, after all, is a very sobering sefer, that Zman refers to times of tsar. Because in this world, most of the time of our existence is filled with tsar. The moments of happiness are few and far in between. So, lakol zman. For everything, there is a prolonged period of pain. But times of happiness, the ace, that's the lakol chefetz. Chefetz has the connotation of the happy times. Are nothing more. Chefetz means what you deserve. There's a little more of a drush. You have to break up this idea from the every single one. So let's learn this pasuk as an individual statement. Let's not focus on the following pasuk. Let us focus on this pasuk all alone. Chefetz means rotzain, means desire. No one in their right mind wants pain. No one is looking. No one's looking for to seek tsar in this world. You're only looking, seeking good times. But the pasuk says the good times, the zman l'chol chefetz, the time that you want, that you desire, according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos, unfortunately, is only at best an ace. But for Zman, for Tsar and pain, Lakol, for all humanity, for all Zman, that unfortunately is the reality of this world, that the pain of this world is for all and exists, endures for a prolonged period. But what about the good times in this world? that is short-lived. That, the ace, he'll only get a fleeting moment of happiness. Ace, for all the good times. An ace, a fleeting moment.
So most of your life is...
misery, yes.
And then spots of life.
Spots, yeah. And that's a reality. Talk to any that's 100% true. Think about it. No.
It's
cold, though. So we what? Where does this coal fit in?
Which side of the equation?
Which side of the equation? Good question. Good question. The ace lechol chavetz. And it's interesting that most of us.
No, let's go with that for a second. Okay. Because we talk about kovea itim.
Kovo itim latar. Okay.
Very good.
Okay, so itim. So most people, the amount of time they spend learning in the day is a very short period of time. Most day we're busy sleeping. The Gemara even says, how much time do you really exist in this world? 3 hours a day. The day is 24 hours. Half. So part of the day you're sleeping. Part of the day you're in the Beis HaKisei. Part of the day you're eating. Part of the day you're working. You're making parnasa. Yeah. And you're doing okay. Well, davening is avodas hakodesh, but
why it comes into an ein omdin in brachos?
Yeah,
that's the very first block that there.
Yeah,
it starts saying how long he spends to Shmon Esrei. So you have the Lepharshim over there talking about you're supposed to spend 3 hours a day on Shmon Esrei, one to each, and then it says you should be an hour to prepare for Shmon Esrei, an hour to wind off.
After 9 hours,
Moses gets into the whole thing. I mean, so what are we left with here? So what are you supposed to do for the rest of the day? You're telling people they got a lot to up in 9 hours a day.
So what are you left with?
Sleeping and eating.
So,
on
the Hoshanas, one of the Hoshanas we say Hoshana Shalosh Shos Hoshana. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Hoshana saved us for 3 hours. Shalosh Shos. So the commentators, it's not a very good topic. We should spend some time learning the Hoshanas. But the Shalosh Shos, they have a lot of Nusfarim to the Hoshanas. Shalosh Shos Hoshana, they interpret it to mean that during the day you're only really responsible for 3 hours. Because after you make a calculation of all the time you spend doing things that you have no choice, eating, sleeping, taking care of your basic needs, all you're left with is at most 3 hours to make trouble. So we ask Hashem for those 3 hours after we've slept, we've eaten, we've davened, we've done even davening, put aside davening, what free will do you have left during the day? It's not more than 3 hours. So for those 3 hours, Hashem, please save us, spare us, influence us not to do averos during those 3 hours. It's a very sobering thought. Okay, but I think it's a very powerful drush, this idea, lakol zaman, lakol for all humanity, for all people, there's a zaman, there's a prolonged period of pain. And the reason why we know that we're dealing with pain is because this part of the pasuk is in contrast to the second half of the pasuk that focuses on lechol chefetz. According to the mitzudos, lechol chefetz are the good times in life. So if the second part of the pasuk are the good times, the times that are desirable, obviously the beginning of the pasuk we're focusing on the times that are not desirable, the times that are painful. And how long does that last for? That's a zaman, a long period of time, and there is no escape. Lakol, every single living creature has to suffer. But when it comes to the good times, the times that we look forward to, that we enjoy, that is only at best an ace, a fleeting moment. L'chol chefetz, for the good times. What?
So in Yalav Yalav,
yeah.
Right? We always say,
it's a prolonged period of time. It's 7 days.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Right, so that's 7. So the other word zman does not mean necessarily just because it's a zman and the whole Yom Tov, everything is fine and good. Even during the whole Yom Tov, there are ups and downs. Everything in life, there are ups and downs. That's how it is.
It's like there are more downs than ups.
There are more downs than ups. It's 100%. It's true. It's 100% true. We all live life.
You. Generalization.
People work their whole lives for a few moments.
I can tell you, yeshivas are now learning in the Elul Zman.
Right, so no, the word Zman is used just in this pasuk. In this pasuk, the word Zman is a prolonged period of time, and Ace is a very short, fleeting moment. And we're contrasting L'chol Chayfetz, the happy times, versus the sad times. And it's a telling pasuk that we spend most of our lives gearing up, preparing, working to achieve those few moments of happiness. It's true. There's no question about it. You work the whole day. You work. You save the money to make a simcha. You spend it a simcha, a small fortune. Take you 2 years to accumulate enough money, and you spend it all in a couple of 2-3 hours. All the money is spent after you toil and you kill yourself to save all that kind of money. It's very frightening, but that's the way the world works.
Rabbi, what about being smach b'chelko? Just be happy with whatever you have.
Different la madrigos, of course, but they're different. There are different levels of joy. Of course, a healthy person is able to be happy in all times. But in the big picture of things, we have the Zman and we have the Ace. We only associate the Chayfetz with the Ace. We don't associate the Chayfetz with the Zman. Because, unfortunately, the reality is the happy times in life are a lot shorter than the times in life that we struggle and we feel frustrated.
Is there ever a usage of Kovei as Zman as opposed to Kovei?
I don't know. Someone mentioned today, I told someone this morning that I'm learning Kohelis Paragimel. I asked him, tell me a good vart on the Eitim. So he said to me, I was on the way out, so he said to me, the word osid. What's the word osid, the future? The word osid is a contraction of two words, ace and yad. Yad means a handle. And ace is a time. Osid is when you're in the present, you're trying to get a handle on the times that are coming in the future. When you relate to the future, right now it's the present. What's going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow is the osid. It's my dealing with the future is my attempt to grab, to control the ace that I'm trying to take control of the ace. Because the present, it's already too late. That's something along those lines. I don't know. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos. Mitzudos Pasuk Aleph L'chol Zman. Wrote Saloma. Ein shum dova bo b'mikra v'hizdamein b'zman zulas v'zdamein. There's nothing that happens by chance. V'hizdamein b'zman zulas zman. Except for zman. Ki im b'zmanoi bo Ba'avur Sibu HaKodemis. When something which comes in its Zman, something comes, Ki in Bizmanai Bo, Ba'avur Sibu HaKodemis. Anything which happens in the present is only because of something which happened in the past. Everything in the past leads up to the present. So, or the future also. Okay, the future. So let's read that again one more time. He's saying over something very deep. Like Kol Zman, Rotzalama, Ein Shum Dova Bo B'Mikra.
There's a cause and effect for everything.
Nothing, everybody, there's a cause and effect. That's what he's trying to say. Like Kol Zman, that nothing just happens by accident. Vizdamein Bizman, nothing just occurs during the time. Zula Zman. What do you mean is Zula Zman? Ki in Bizmanai Bo, if something happens in its time, Ba'avur Siba HaKodemis, it's due to a cause. Okay, the ace l'chol chayfetz l'chol hadvarim shadim chofetz bo. Anything a person desires, gam l'zeh yesh ace. There's also a set time. Ki lo b'chol leis yachboitz b'dover echad. Ki b'pam yachboitz b'dover ma u'pam b'chilufo. Sometimes you want to eat meat. Sometimes you want to eat dairy. You don't always want the same thing at the same time. Techasher yifarish b'mikros sheli acharav.
Peter Paul said sometimes.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. Okay, so a person has different desires. A person, according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos, a person at different times, you want to feel, you want to accomplish, you want to do different things in different times in your life. Now here he begins. Tachas Hashem, Rotzolaymar, L'chol hadvarim hanasim b'zeilam, for all things that happen exist in this world. Okay, let's run through all the Mitzudos. Eis l'ledes. Achshav pasuk beis in the mitzudos. Achshav mefarish adavar masher beis achas chof etzba uve eis acheres yachpoitz bichilufo. Sometimes you want this to happen. Sometimes you want something else to happen. Uve omar beis echod chof etz adam v'cheshkoy lo ledes. He wants to give to produce children. He wants to be in. He wants to cause that other people come into this world. Uve eis achas reitz bichilufo sheyamus hanoylad. There are times when you want death. Okay, you want life and you want death. V'chein kulam ad soif ho'inyan. It's all a matter of what a person. This is the yisod of the mitzuda, the mitzudos. Chefetz means desire. There are times when you want things to happen. I want to have a child. I want to have a grandchild. I want so and so, my friend, to have a child. I want someone to be born. And sometimes you have such intense hatred for a person, for a rasha, you want them to die. That's the interpretation. Just that's not a matter of fact. It's a matter of what you want in life. Lakar netua, sometimes you want.
He's explaining something I was asking. Isla letters, it is referring to that child being born. That, say, either.
Well, no, Rashi is saying.
Versus Sheamus and Ola, not dying at the end of his life.
Right, you want there to loledes. You want to give birth. You want your wife to give birth. You want a woman to produce a child. It's what you want.
Somebody who was born. It could be born 75 years ago.
It's a matter of, according to the mitzudos, it is you standing here today. You want this event to occur. You want a woman to give birth. Why do you want it? Because either it's your wife or it's your child, your grandchild. You want this event to occur. You want to see a rasha. You want to see him dead. You just can't wait until this person is no longer here. That's what it says according to the Mitzudos. Next, lakar natua, lakar es min aretz esu ilan hanatua. There are times when you want to uproot a tree. That's this week's parasha, Bal Tashchis. This week's parasha, you want to uproot a tree. Why would you want to uproot a tree? Because you need the wood in order to make to build a siege around your enemy. Laharog, you want to murder. So he's coming to explain how is this pasuk this different than the previous pasuk. Pasuk says ace lo ledes. How ace lomus? How is the word lomus different than the word ace laharog? So there are differences. Lomus means I don't want to be the one to do it. I want this person to die, but I don't want to get my hands dirty. I don't want to be the cause of his death. I just want that this person should die. Maybe the person is a sick person. The person is suffering very much, and it's a chesed. You want him to die in order that he should stop suffering. And then there's something called laharog. You want to bring about death. You want to be the one. So it's lema af lo hamis mi bi yodayim. Lirpo, you want to heal. Shu atzmo yirapeyu min hachol leman lo yimosu. You yourself want to be. Oh, that's a very good point. So some of these things are right. So they point them first and make that point. I don't have an answer why over here when it comes to Pasuk Gimel, are we focusing on Hariga, the negative, and then the positive? Most of them, it's first the positive and then the negative, and that's a very tough question. And I don't know, at this moment, I don't have an answer. I saw the question asked, I didn't see a good answer. Okay, let's go further. Basically, there are 28. 14 are positive, and 14 are negative. I think there's a medrash that says that it corresponds to the life of David HaMelech. David lived to the age of 70. But among his years, 28 were 14 of the 28 were extremely good, and 14 were extremely negative. And the 14 negative itim corresponds to 14 years of David, Shlomo's, referring to his father, Shlomo, my father in his life. There were 14 years, where each one of those 14 years, you can summarize it, was a time of Ace Laharog. There was a time in his life, David was a time of Ace Lamus. There was a time in his life when you can say, my father was an Ace Safot. Okay, so you have to go back and study the Medrash, does not elaborate which years exactly of David HaMelech's lives can you say about them, all these 14 things, and which were the good years, the good 14 years, which you can say other positive things. And what about all the other years? That only takes into account the 28 years. What about the other years? He lived until 70. So that the Medrash says those other years were parif. Those years. I don't know. What does that mean? Okay, that's what it says. 14 and 14. Let's see the next words of the Mitzudos. There is a time of laharog the rosh ma'avul lamus vidam l'rapoch shuatzmi yirapeu min achol l'vlamang lamus lifrotz lasos pirot sos bechomo. You want to make a breach in a wall. Livnos listames apirot process. Eis sefod time to eulogize kishemes loymes cheftzole haspido. You want to eulogize him kibzeh. By doing so, it takes away the pain. The ace record, the ace simchas nisun chidoyme, at the time of joy of wedding, oz yachboitz adam lirkoid uledaleg laoirer hasimcha. You want to dance and to skip in order to arouse joy. You want to bring out. You want to bring out an emotion. Okay, next lahashlich avonim yizrikem in abayis laman lo yikosh lebuchem, to take away the garbage, so you should not stumble. Kinos avonim livnos bohem davar hatzach, to collect stones in order to do construction. Lachavok to mechavek, to embrace lirdoif achar ahavas mi ulichabko, to pursue someone you love and to embrace them. Lirchoik mechavek. Od yarchik es atzmo mimenu leman lo yavo lidei chibuk, to distance yourself from a person that you do not like, so you should not come lidei chibuk. Levakesh lechapes es dover hava, to seek something that you've lost. Laabed hadover hu yoved af yadam, you deliberately want to lose something. Lishmar shelo yikachenu mi, to guard something that should not be stolen. Lahashlich b'makom hamufgar, to dispose of it in the place of hefker. Leman yikachenu kol haretze, anyone who wants can come and take it. Lekroya, beg it or yuria, to rip a garment or cloth. Litfar es abeget shakara, to stitch. Lachashois, to be silent. Lebal yoshiv davar limechorfai. Here means very specifically not to respond to insult. Okay, it doesn't just mean to be quiet. Like, let's say we go see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayidoim Aaron." When there's tragedy, the best thing is to be silent. That's not what the Mitzudo says. It's a time when a person is under attack. He's being attacked, he's being insulted, and he wants, he chooses, he makes a deliberate decision according to the Mitzudo. He wants to be silent and not respond to people who insult him. The ace lidaber, and sometimes it's appropriate to respond. Lehashiv chorfo, to respond to lehashiv chorfo davar kasher im levovo, to respond to one who insults you, what is in your heart. Lehov, what? It depends. So you're saying sometimes it's not always the case. Sometimes you have to respond. Sometimes a response is legitimate. Anyone who responds, you're calling the Chazal, so you're calling the Ilam Haba. But obviously there are times when a person feels that it's appropriate.
When it says it in a row, when it says that, keep your mouth, a lot of times it talks about Abai and Rava, gives a whole story about when they spit on them and they just didn't say anything, you let it happen. Doesn't say that you shouldn't. It says that since you restrain yourself, that's why you kind of. But it could be it's appropriate to do it. Doesn't mean you'll get punished for doing it. Doesn't tell you not to do it. But you don't want to cause more. Every action has a reaction. So better off. Think ahead.
But sometimes it's appropriate. Sometimes a response is called for.
It's appropriate.
That's the big question in politics. You always look at politicians. They're always under attack. So the question is,
do you want to endure what's going to come after that?
Do you want to respond? Sometimes it's to your benefit to respond. Sometimes it's not to your benefit to respond. It all depends. That's the skill of being a good, seasoned politician. Le'ahoiv davar, to love davar me'hadvam. There's a time when you want to love something. L'sno hadavar. Hazebi atzma, you want to hate the same exact thing you want to hate. Okay, eis mulchama beis achas chafetz adam. Person has a desire v'choshkoy la'aroich mulchama in sana. You want to go to war. Beis acheres here it said bechelufa lios imo b'shalaim. Okay, so this is the basic idea of the mitzudos. Now let's do see Rashi. Rashi is going to say a lot of very strange things. And again, as we mentioned, these Rashis are being taken from a medrash that we are not familiar with. We do not have a record. Maybe there are bits and pieces, but some of the things that totally we don't know. Aleph l'kol zman, al yismach. Now, the first yisod is a very important yisod. We are brainwashed that that this is a new perek, a new section break, because it's perigimel and it begins a new theme, la kol zaman, and in a klaf, in Megillas Koheles, it's written like the Aseres B'nei Haman. Okay, it's on two sides of the column. In fact, this is one of the very interesting. It's called a shira. We have a, how often in Tanakh do you have? Do you have two columns of text? So go. Let's go through all the or different texts. Let's go through all the examples. There's Oz. Everyone has Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir is a riach al gabi levena. It's like a brick wall.
It's not like this.
Right. Oh, then there is the second one. The Torah is Hazinu. Right. Now, then there is Shiras. What is Shiras Tavu? We discussed a few times. That's the big dilemma. Shiras Tavu traditionally. First of all, some of the old and the Vim. If you go to an old shul and you take out an old navi, it's written straight. There's no. Let's talk about first Shiras Devaira. Shiras Devaira, so that according to all is written like Oz Yashir. Arwiach al Gabe Levena. Shiras Devaira in Shaiftim. It was a Perik. So that is Arwiach al Gabe Levena. Then Shiras David, the very end of Sefer Shmuel. So this is a very big debate. In the old Sfarim, it's written like Oz Yashir, Arwiach al Gabe Levena. In the Keter, Aram Tzoiva, it's written like Hazinu, two columns. And there's a very big debate today when Sfarim write new, Nevi'im, do they write it like the Keter Aram Tzoiva as two columns, or do they write it like Shiras Oz Yashir or Riach Al Gabe Levena? Okay, what else? Sefer Yehoshua.
With the Melech Kanan, you have
31 kings. The 31 kings of the Kanani kings are written in two separate columns in Sefer Yehoshua, the end of Sefer Yehoshua. Okay, where else?
Yeah, Haman,
the Aseres B'nei Haman are written in two columns. Where else? This right here, the 28 Etim of Sefer Koheles, they're written on two columns. Now here's the big problem. The problem is when the Gemara focuses on the Aseres B'nei Haman, the Gemara is a very, very, very powerful expression. The Gemara is, why is it that all of the other Shiros are written Arwiach al Gabe Levena, whereas this Shira is written in two columns? And the Gemara says, because Shalote Tukumasan Lirashon, when you pile two things very tall, it's going to collapse. There's no support. And the big question is, the Gemara used either all other Shiros. What are all of the other Shiros that the Gemara is referring to? So that you have to look in the Rishonim. I don't remember what Rashi there says. Yeah, and there are many Rishonim that make different comments. But Pashto is referring, of course, to Oz Yashir and to Shiras Devora. But what about Oz? What about Shiras Hazinu? Why? Everyone agrees that Shiras Hazinu is definitely called a Shira. There's no question about it.
No, it's a machlokus. It's a machlokes, because
yeah.
It says what
the Ata Kislu Zos.
Does he mean
the whole Torah?
All the stuff in Vayelech.
Okay.
And he's screaming and yelling, you know, that after Akrei Mosiki Ashreis Tazon.
Yeah.
And then it says it's Divrei Ashira Zos Abdumam. What kind of Shira is that? So some of the Mepharshim go and say that's Ed Hazino. He's talking about the future, okay. What's about to come. But this machlokes was because of this. That it's not a shiri either. He's lacing it into them.
Okay, but that's all. But even the past that we used to teach us that you believe to write a sefer Torah, v'yata kisvul chemes hashira zos. So some, I think Rashi says zos refers to, she refers to hazinu, and once you have to write hazinu, so you have to write the entire sefer Torah. So then it's very bizarre is that the Gemara says that the Gemara shiros are written arriach al gabi levena, that it should last forever.
Right.
And yet, Hazinu is a very beautiful Shira. It refers to where he has the whole history of the world. So you want to say that you don't want it to be established for everyone to collapse? It's a very strange. Okay, I don't know the answer, but the Gemara does say that Aseres Bnei Haman are written in this unusual fashion so that it should indeed collapse. Now that way, if you would carry that idea a step further, when it comes to the 31 kings of Canaan, and that also makes sense. They were all wicked kings. We had an obligation to obliterate them, to destroy them. So we also want them to be destroyed. But what about the Etim? Why are the Etim written in two separate columns, which would mean that we want it to collapse? Why would we want the Etim to collapse? The world is meant to last forever. So you want to say is that some of these things are very sad, that when Mashiach will come, maybe that's the answer. That since over here for the 28 Etim, 14 are very sad, 14 are things which are not ideal, and maybe when Mashiach comes, these 14 things will come to an end, so we're trying to allude to the fact that it's not going to remain forever, and by being structured in such a way that's similar to the 31 kings of Canaan and the Aseres Bnei Haman. But how's that going to solve the Hazinu? So maybe you would want to say that Hazinu is Musar. There's a lot of very harsh Musar in Hazinu. Also, it's alluding to Tsar and punishment, Paranus. We also want the Paranus to come to an end. The only thing then that we would not want to come to an end would be Hazinu, would be Oz Yashir, Shiras Devora, and possibly Shiras David. All right. But in any event, that is certain that over here, these 28 Etim are written in two columns similar to the Aseres Bnei Haman. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi here says L'chol Zman. I want to mention that we are brainwashed that Perek Gimel is a new chapter. It's not a new chapter. Perek Gimel is a continuation of the previous chapter. The only breaks in the theme is Psuchos and Stumos. There is no break. What?
That's why it's before the pieces. There's a Psuch.
In each of the aces, but the word Zaman, like called Zaman, but before this is not, there is no break. There is no break in the word like called Zaman. The ace, Tolchevitz Tachas Hashemayim. This is connected to the previous parak. The previous parak was Ki LaAdam Shetem Lufanav Nasan Chachma V'Ludas V'Simchol LaChadim Nasan Inyan LeAsef LeChmos LaSeis LeTolof NeLokim Gam Ze Hevel Ruus Ruach and like called Zaman. Now, what's the connection between Pasuk Aleph and Perek Gimel to Pasuk Chavav in the previous parak? So that is exactly what Rashi is coming to address. Because when Rashi wrote his Perush, Rashi did not seemingly have these chapter breaks. These chapter breaks are secular chapter breaks that were put in by people that were not faithful to Chazal, to traditional interpretation of Chazal of these psukim, by Christians. So therefore, Rashi is telling us that it's all connected. And this is what Rashi's comment is: Al Yismach Oisef Behon, the Rasha in the previous pasuk in Pasuk Chavah that it says Velachite Nosan Inyan Les Soifel Lichnois. This Rasha should not be happy. Al Yismach Oisef Behon Mehevel, the hone, the wealth that he has accumulated in his days of futility. Ki im achshav hu biyadov, even though now at this moment in time it's in his possession, od yirshuhu tzadikim, the day will come when the righteous will inherit it. Ela shadayin lo higia hazman, but that time has not yet arrived. Ki lakol dover yesh zman. Now Rashi here right away makes a very, very harsh statement where it differs very strongly with the parish of the Mitzudos. The word chefetz means a dover, a matter, that there is a time, a preset, determined time in this world for everything to happen, whether you like it or not. The interpretation of the 28 Etim are not things that a person should aspire to, should want, should exercise his free will. That's not what it means here. It means it's predetermined when it's going to happen. And therefore, going back to Pasuk Chavav in the previous parak, it's telling us that the chayte, the sinner, who Hashem has put in his mind the inyan, the minog, the custom to accumulate wealth, even though now at this moment in time it's in his possession, he should know, don't get carried away. It's not going to remain with you forever. There's going to come a time, whenever that time is, whenever Hashem wants, when it will be taken away from you and be delivered to the person to whom Hashem chooses, Hashem sees fit, deserves it. Now, where is the first example of this concept of Mechol? This is probably your favorite Rashi. This is exactly the theme of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is Koyach Masav Higid Liamo. Hashem created the world. He gave Eretz Yisrof, the time of Bereishis, to the Canaanim. The Canaanim were people that had no intent of ever being Mekabel the Torah. They were not people of spirituality. They collected, they took for themselves the best that existed in this world. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Chefetz, the Eretz HaTzvi. Tzvi, with Tzvi, what does it mean, Tzvi? Tzvi means desirable. It's called Eretz HaTzvi. Tzvi is very similar to what it says here in this word, Chefetz. Chefetz also, according to the Mitzvah, this means the land of the means desire. And who did Hashem give it to? Who was the one that developed Eretz Yisrael? The Canaanim. They built houses, they developed an entire city, all for what? So that when the time would come, when Klal Yisrael would be ready, the Am HaNivchar, it would be delivered to them. They would come in and miraculously conquer. Hashem gave it to them, they took it away from them and gave it to Klal Yisrael. That's exactly what it says here in Pasuk Chavav and Pasuk Chavav and Pasuk Aleph. That the Choyteh, that's the Canaanim, Nosan Inyon Les Soif Lichnois, to who the law says, L'tovuf Nehu Elokim. Who is the Tovuf Nehu Elokim? Klal Yisrael. And when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to Klal Yisrael? At the right time. That's Pasuk Aleph. L'kol Zman. At the right set time, after they left Mitzrayim, exactly at a certain point in time in the history of the world, was the time when the transfer would come about. When the Canaanite kings would give it over to Klal Yisrael. Interesting, both of these have that same configuration in the way they're written.
Flying the ointment to that is that because of the Miraglim, they stayed an extra 40 years.
Okay, so
it's 20 pages in the Abarbanel.
Okay, but they stayed an extra 40 years. Okay, but it was this predetermined time.
And then if God kicks you out, when you deserve to be kicked out, then how does it work?
Okay.
It's a problem with put that added.
When the predetermined time. But I think it's an interesting point is that both the 31 kings of Canaan and the Etim and the 28 Etim in the Tanakh are written exactly the same way.
Right.
The same configuration. Trying to make it with the connection is exactly what Rashi here says was true for the land of Canaan, was true for Eretz Yisrael. Here the theme is Lakol Zeman. There's a set time for everything, a continuation of that, even though the Rishoyim have in their possession wealth and success, it's only meant to be for them to collect when Hashem wants. And that's the history of Eretz Yisrael. The Canaanim, Hashem put in their mind the desire to develop and to build Eretz Yisrael, only to give it to Klal Yisrael at this set point in time, when the 31 kings would come to an end. Okay, now Rashi repeats himself when he says L'chol Chefetz, L'chol Dovar. Chefetz means a Dovar, means a matter. Kol Hadvarim Kruim Chafetzim, all matters are called Chafetzim, objects. B'loshon Mishnah, this is a Mishnaic term, Rashi says. Okay, next Rashi, Eis L'ledes. So Rashi, something very bizarre, L'tisha Chodoshim, 9 months. That's the way Hashem made the world. After 9 months in the womb, whether the child likes it or not, out. It's predetermined. See, it fits very well in with the theme of Rashi. Rashi is telling us that we're not dealing here with your decision, your desire. We're not letting you induce labor. We're not. It's not a question of, oh, now I want there to be a later so I can have a Sunday bris. Right? This is. It's not your decision. These things are predetermined in time. Letisha Chodoshim. Again, I don't know this. Obviously, whatever it says here, this idea obviously has to be the answer for the Echad Miyodea in the Haggadah. The Eis Lamus. Ketzef Shenos. Now here's something extremely bizarre from a Medrash that we do not know. Ketzef, a set time, Shenos Shel Kol Dor Vador. a time to die. What's the time to die? Every generation has their time and place. A generation passes. It's a different generation. Hashem sets that this hashkafa, you know, you listen to Dor Holech V'Dor Bava. All right, it's a whole different. Like, you know, I'm listening to some tapes now online of YU Torah.org. So I'm listening to some lectures, some old lectures from Dr. Lamb, Dr. Norman Lamb, from his inauguration when he was installed as the president of Yeshiva University, and some of the very old Chag HaSmichos. They have recordings of from some Chag HaSmichos, and you listen to this to the speakers, and it hits you. And it wasn't so long ago, 30, 40 years ago. It hits you. It's just a different generation. It's a lot of the people, you know, they're not even here. All the people that are, just not only the fact that not all these people are alive, only 30, 40 years ago, just the way they speak, the language they use, the ideas, the hashkafa, it's so disturbing that it's like just a different generation.
Rav Soloveitchik said a few times in his speeches, when people would say, you said this or something, he said that was for then, this is for now.
Rabbi Rakefet, the big historian on the Rav, so he says, people, they say the Rav, I heard him say this at least 10 times. There was a Rav in the 80s, and there was the Rav of the 70s, and there was the Rav of the 60s, and there was the Rav of the 50s. Which Rav are you referring to? He's referring to the same person, Rav Yeshiva Ber Soloveitchik. But he was a completely different person in the 70s, and in the 80s, and in the 60s, and the 50s. He was a different person. So when
Different,
his hashkafa, everything, his hashkafa, the issues of the time were different, but the way he dealt with Talmidim, his hashkafa, the way he advised Talmidim, the way he taught Talmidim, he lived in a different, every 10 years he would say he was a completely different person. And when certain Talmidim come forward and they tell you stories, they tell you this is the way I knew the Rav, you have to understand. You have to understand, because he was a student who studied underneath the Rav in the 70s. And when you want to have find a contradiction between what the Rav said, between this story and that story, and this what he wrote here and what he said there, that's because this was the Rav of the 60s. This is the Rav of the 80s. It's a different person. So this is what it says. It says there's a time, a set time. What Rashi says, lomus, death. It's a very frightening when a generation comes to an end. It's death. Death is a very harsh term. It's old, final. Finality, the end. And here we're saying that a generation, we always think a generation doesn't die. You know, there's still some, it's still quivering. There's still some life. It's just a matter of going there, going back and extracting some information. Rashi here is saying something extremely powerful. A generation dies. It's dead.
As MacArthur said, old soldiers never die.
It just fade away.
So Rashi is coming to disagree with him. Rashi is saying that a generation dies. It's dead. It's dead. I remember my mother we were walking the Lower East Side, and she took and we went like right around MTJ, and she was pointing to me. Do you know who lived here? This gadol and this person and this person. And she started telling me stories. She says to me, I can tell you stories from forever of the people who lived here and what happened. And now you look and there's nothing. Literally zero. You would never ever know, walking down these streets, the history of what took place here. And the people that are alive that can even tell you what happened over here, they're not alive. There's no one to talk to you. The door is dead. There's no way you can go back and resurrect. I went with someone recently to a funeral, to a cemetery, and he was showing me also Matzevis. every bat seva, you know what it represents, the stories you can tell about the person, who can even bring it out? Who can bring out? Rashi says it comes a time ketzav shnei shel kol dor vador, that is called lamus, finality, gone, over. There's no way you can resurrect what was. Eis lotas, you can plant. What are you planting? Goy umam locha. Extremely bizarre. You're planting a nation? Is that what you call planting? You plant maybe trees. You plant maybe people. But you plant a nation? Umam locha. The eis lakar netua, eis yavo lehaker, comes a time to uproot that a generation, a nation, and a kingdom does not last forever. It's uprooted. Eis laharog, uma shalema, a complete nation is wiped out. Kishmagia yom pikudasa, when their time comes, kemosh nemar, usha'erisich, your remnant, bacherev yehoreg, will be killed out with a sword. Eis lirpo, eis yaharok, yaharok. So referring to one of the nations of the Umos Olam, their time will come when they'll come to an end. The eis lirpo, shivram, to heal their breach. Ke'inyan shnema b'mitzrayim, v'shavu ad Hashem, v'neta lohem urifo'om. Hashem will listen to their entreaty, and Hashem will heal them. Some interpret, we always mention, we learn Yeshai, that the musical chair is that who is the Mitzrayim of this generation? Is this generation, the Mitzrayim always represents the world power. So who in this generation is Mitzrayim? Is America the Mitzrayim of this generation? Every generation has a Mitzrayim, just have to figure out who it is. And it says that Mitzrayim will those people may refer to, the Mitzrayim will go through a very, very great suffering, but they will be restored. The Mitzrayim will have a comeback. There will be a king that will come at the very end that will be able to restore them to success. Eis lifroitz. Eitz, a time lifroitz, the breach. Chaymas u'ir, kishenigzor lecha shenemar, v'chaymas Yerushalayim mifuz lifurotzos. Rashi says that we're referring over here specifically to the breach in the walls of Yerushalayim. The time will come when we'll be from Yerushalayim. The eitz livno shenemar, uvenisio kimeolam, that the time of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim will be restored, will be rebuilt. Eitz livkos, a time to cry, when? The tisha ba'av. The eitz lischoik, a time l'asilavo, yischak, Liyoim acharein leosad lava shnemar oz yimole sechok pinu eis sefod bimei evil during mourning veis rekod bechasanim v'kalois grooms and brides eis lahashlich avonim. This is very interesting. Bechoyrei Yisrael avonim, he translates as a ben, children. There's a time to cast away during the Chorban, Bachura Yisrael Mushlachim Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh, that the young men of Klal Yisrael, they were killed, they were murdered. The time when the Banim were cast down, they would mourn in the streets, they would be cast out in the streets. The Avnei Kodesh, that it's a reference according to the Medrash, referring to the Bachurim, the young boys of Klal Yisrael. The Eis Kinos Osam Min Agoila, there is a time when they'll be in Gad from Golis, V'Hoshiyam Hashem Elokim B'Yam on that day, Kitzoyn Amo, like the sheep of his nation, Ka'avne Nezer, Misnesesois Aladmaso, like stones of, like jewels, stones that are put into a crown, which are elevated high, lift up very high upon his land. Eis Lachavoik, a time to embrace, Kikasher Yidbak, the time like a belt. Lachavoik, Kikasher Yidbak, Ezor, Vigoymer, a time to join like a belt, is tightly fastened to the person's body. V'yes lichoik mechabek, v'richik Hashem esadim, a person Hashem will distance man. Eis levakesh k'in shenemar, v'yes avudois avakesh, those that are lost, I will seek out, l'inyin nidche Yisrael, v'yes labay to destroy, v'yes avdam b'goyla, will cause them to get lost in Golis, shenemar v'ibadet hem agoyim, will be lost in among the goyim. V'yes l'shmar, yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, kishatem oisim ritzoynoi, v'yes l'hashlich, v'yashlichem eleretz acharis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cast them down to another land. Eis lekroya malchus beis David, the ekras hamamlocha, the eis litpar, they will be stitched, they will be reunited. will be one in your hand. The time will come when the malchus of that will be restored. During Yeravam ben Nevat took away 10 of the shvatim. That's the time when the malchus was ripped. Achia Hashiloni made a simon for Rechavam that the malchus would be split. He took a garment and he ripped it, and that was symbolic. The malchus indeed would be split, and that's Likraya. But the time will come when the malchus will be restored to stitch. The malchus will be restored once again, all into one. Next, Ace Lachash. To be silent, but I'm shadam shayseik umekabel socher. Shenemar vayidaim Aharon. Aaron was silent when he learned about the tragedy of his two sons. Vezochas shemesiachin hadibu imo. The reward was Hashem was miyachad with him. Shenemar vayidaber Hashem al Aaron yain v'sheich al teisht. Ve'ez ledaber. When is the time to speak? Oz yashir Moshe vatoshar devora kuchu imachem devorim. Take with you words. Nashaya. And come close to Hashem. Eis lehoi vahevecha, Hashem will love you. V'eis lisno shenemar, kol ro'osam ba'gilgol, alkein sineisim, I have seen all of your evil in Gilgal, and therefore I have come to hate you, Hashem says. Okay, so we have over here, Rashi is quoting all these various midrashim, telling us about different events. We'll see more in Targum. I just want to leave off with one last idea before we conclude, a very beautiful idea from Rabbi Schlesinger. It's not exactly what he says, but it's pretty close. He says over here that when it says here in Pasuk Beis begins Eis Loledes, the Eis Lomus, Eis Lotas, the Eis La Kornatua. So Rav Schlesinger has a Jewish and he explains that this Pasuk is telling you how to look at death. Okay, we all have a very difficult time dealing with death. There's no greater Hester Panim in this world than the time when a human being leaves. So how do we deal with it? The Pasuk says life and death is comparable to planting and being oiker. What do we mean being oiker? When you go out to the field, you put a seed in the ground. And when you put a seed in the ground, it blossoms. Then you come back at the end of the season and you have fruit. What do you do to the fruit? You oiker. You uproot the fruit. What do you do with the fruit? When you take out the fruit, when you rip out the sapling, you bring it home and you put it in the refrigerator and you serve it on your dining room table at a suda. That's exactly, so the akira is not the end. The akira is just the beginning. You come into this world, it's like putting a seed in the ground. And you're in this world in order to what?
To reseed.
You're put in this world in order to blossom, to develop. And then when a person reaches Me'av Yisrim, it's not death, it's over. It's now the farmer comes back, he takes the product. What started out as a seed is now a fruit. You oiker. You remove. What?
It's called the reaper.
It's called the what? The reaper.
The reaper.
You take the fruit. And what do you do with the fruit? It doesn't go in the garbage. The fruit is now used as a food, as a product to give simcha, to give joy to for at a meal. It's used for something else. It's not the very end. So when the pasuk here says eis lo ledes v'eis lo mus, the pasuk is coming to explain just like what does it mean? How should a person look at birth and death? You should look at it the same way a farmer looks at eis lo tahas, the eis la'akar notua. Just like ledes is a time of seeding, the beginning of planting a seed in this world, the time of death is a time where you akar notua, and when you take out a sapling, you're only going to go forward. You're going to use it for something even greater. It's not the end. And the Olam HaEmes, the Neshama, now goes forward and develops even more than in this world. What? Well, that's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us.
We're not very happy. I don't see people being happy when somebody dies. Accepting it automatically.
Well, with this Hester Panim, but the Shlomo HaMelech is telling you that you should not look at death as the end. its death is equivalent to being akar natua. Life is planting a seed in this world. A person lives 120 years, he develops, he grows, he serves Hashem, he accomplishes, and now, in the next world, he only goes forward. Just like after a seed develops into a fruit, we pluck the fruit, and we use the fruit for another purpose, to enhance our meal, to give joy to the guests who have come to participate. Likewise, when a person dies, his neshama is only now being used to serve another purpose after it has developed. That's how the pasuk tells us to look at death. Eis ledes vi eis lamus. We should look at ledes and lamus as latas, equivalent to ledes, and lakarna too as equivalent to lamus. Okay, let's stop over here. I have here new handouts for today.